Browsers in Woodbridge is one of those books. Catherine Lana joins us now. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
And I know you've got some great events coming up, so I'll let you run through some of those in a minute or two. But tell us about our books first.
Okay, well, the first one is a crime novel, strangely, after your story just then. And it's by the author called Isabel Allende. She's an award-winning South American writer, and I've always meant to read some of her books, but unfortunately I've never managed to do it.
Well done on you.
She's written lots of different types of books, children's books, memoirs, and magical realism tales, but this is her first venture into crime fiction. And I found it quite a spectacular read. It's quite different. It's not your normal crime novel or detective novel. The main character is a teenage girl called Amanda, and she lives in San Francisco. But she isn't one for sort of making friends with all her school colleagues. She chooses to make friends with people over the internet, and she's got this little group of like-minded individuals who are all quite different, different ages, different backgrounds from all over the world, who share her passion for solving crimes. And they're a bit of a motley crew, but they're very supportive of each other, and they're fanatical about this interest in solving mysteries. And they'll read about something in the news and try and solve it before anybody else. But they're excited when they find out about a murder in a school sports hall in America, and they try to piece together the clues. But the murder starts getting a little bit too close to home, particularly for the main character, Amanda. Her father actually is a policeman, and he ends up working on this case. And she and her friends, her internet friends, are able to give him some clues to follow through their ingenuity and their intuition. But then Amanda's mother becomes involved in the situation, and it all becomes a little bit terrifying.
Oh, well, you've hooked me, eh?
Well, that's the main plot, but there's so much more going on in it than that. It's in fact, I found that the crime solving was secondary, really, to learning about all the characters, all their foibles and idiosyncrasies, and there's lots of fun and humour in it too. So it's quite a quirky tale, I found, but I did find that I wanted to read on and on and on. It was quite escapist reading. You didn't want it to end, and it is quite a big book, so that's quite a statement. But I've read, too, recently that the author, Isabel Allende, has actually caused quite a bit of controversy with this book because of moving the boundaries a little bit. It's not your typical crime detective mystery novel, and she may have upset the people who are loyal to that genre and who like it to be very traditional.
Yeah.
So her quirkiness has rocked a few boats.
So it's not an Agatha Christie. So basically, they don't think she should be on the crime fiction shelf in the library, maybe.
Well, yes, it's difficult to know how they're going to categorise this one, I think. But at the moment, it's being called a crime book, and I think it's got all the best bits of it, in that it's a puzzle that you do want to solve, and you want to find out what happens to get to the bottom of the mystery. But you've got all those other elements as well, the fun and the humour and the rather unusual characters.
Sounds brilliant. So Ripper by Isabel Allende, and Allende is Allende.